Have you heard about the little girl in the pink dress? Well, you certainly will today, coming up next on this special edition of The Right Stuff. Welcome to the special edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the Queen Parker J, and thank you so much for joining me. I tell you what, gang, it has been a wild ride today as we have seen a lot of events unfold today. But what I want to tell you is that I can't thank God enough putting people in our lives to combat negativity. And this show definitely encompasses that when we talk about our young author today named Freedom Speaks, who is going to tell her story, and it's titled The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. I can't wait to tell you more about it in just a few moments. I definitely want to thank our corporate sponsor, Christian Book Club, for their support. If you're an author and you're looking to build up your readership, go to christianbookclub.net. We also want to thank our partner, Readio App. Readio App is an app solely dedicated to helping Christian authors have their books on an app that is solely filled with Christian nonfiction and fiction. If you want to know how you can get on the list so when that app goes live, go to readioapp.com. We also want to thank our Patreon team for their support. If you are looking to put your dollar somewhere this year in the new year, good Lord has given us, which is 2021, consider putting them here. We showcase Christian authors from all over the world, from the UK, USA, India, Australia. I can't think of other places I've showcased these authors. And we do it all the time, every week. So if you want to consider a place for you to add your dollars, go to our patreon.com/rightstuff. If you want to weigh in on our conversation, you know you can. All you have to do is call in at 646-668-8485, then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions or comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Christian authors and writers, welcome to Readio. Readio App, developed exclusively for showcasing Christian fiction and nonfiction ebooks and audiobooks. Tired of book sales plummeting due to algorithm-influenced unrelated classifications? Books lost amongst non-Christian content? Readio allows you to reach your target audience, who's eager to devour your Most High God-inspired books in a variety of Christian subgenres. You write in a niche market. Readio solely caters to it. Follow at Readio App today on social media, or visit readioapp.com to know when we are accepting author catalog uploads. Readio, the best app for the Most High-influenced ebooks and audiobooks.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to a special edition of The Right Stuff. The Queen is here. I'm so excited for today because we're going to be talking to a young author. Her name is Freedom Speaks, and she's going to be telling us about her book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And this is a story she has to tell you for herself because you may actually remember when this happened. Think I'm making it up? Well, no, not at all. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of The Little Girl in the Pink Dress, again, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. One thing I love to do on The Right Stuff, I love to showcase young authors because I know what it's like to have someone in my corner pushing me to be all I can be and write with the gift that God gave me. And as I was telling our guest before we start the show, you are never too young to begin your dream. And that was something I actually gained from another young author I had on the show a few years ago. And guess what? I want to make sure that I impart that to you. You're never too young to begin your dream, and you're never too old to start your dream. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest, co-host, and contributor today, Freedom Speaks. Freedom, how are you doing today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking time out your schedule to be here with me today. I definitely want to thank Paulette from Right Now Literary Tours for connecting us. And so I'm so intrigued about what we're going to talk about, which is your book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. I do know you have a co-author. Yes. We're going to bring her on a little bit later. But before I do that, go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am Freedom Speaks, of course, but my real name is Freedom Archie. I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm currently still in Atlanta, Georgia, and I attend Coretta Scott King Young Women's Leadership Academy, which is actually where all the Little Girl in the Pink Dress actually started. So I've been in so many things. I've been in the Off-Broadway Lion King. I've actually done my own music video, and I've also done a new music last year in 2020. Hopefully we're coming with new music. Just stay tuned for that. So I've been around so much. It's just so much to say. I've of course done plays in school, but of course now that I'm into author and I'm able to write, it's just amazing. So
there's nothing wrong with having a full schedule, if you ask me. And I have always wanted to be in a music video. So I am rather jealous right now, Freedom, that you have been in a music video. Tell us about what that music video was about.
Okay, so it was surrounded by my song called SOS, which stands for, well, of course, it's surrounded by science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And we basically came up with the song from all these different languages. So you have Chinese. So like in the middle of the song, I say all these different languages. I say sauce in different languages. So sauce stands for success, aptly understood, concisely explained. So I used this music video when I was in fifth grade at my former school in Madness Jones, and that's actually where the music video took place. And while we were doing this music video, of course, I had all my friends there, my little god brother, and it was cool to see how actual music videos come together because, you know, all you see is, you know, yes, the music video is there. Yes, 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 it looks amazing. But once you get behind the scenes and see what actually you have to put and put the effort to do that music video, it's just amazing. And I was so fortunate enough to be able to even stand right there and even put that song out to the public. So, yes.
So let me ask you this. Do you prefer to be behind the scenes when you did your music video, or did you like being in front of the camera, or you can flow with both of them?
Well, I normally like to flow in, like, on camera because, you know, I'm, like, one of those people who love to be in the spotlight and everything. But I can also flow in the background because, you know, after doing that music video and after being in plays, I've gotten more in tune into the behind the scenes because, you know, you have the designers, you have the producers, you have the actual director. And as me, of course, being the you know, artist and the whole spotlight of the music video. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard, I guess, because, you know, sometimes you have to make sure you're correct. You can't do no many mistakes. If you do a mistake, you have to do it over and over again, over and over again. So I feel like I can pull with both, but I would really prefer to be on camera.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I don't mind being in front of the camera myself. So I totally feel you there, Free. I like the fact that you're so energetic and have so much ambition. It's so wonderful to see that in when you tell us about yourself and about what you've done in your life. And you're only 12. And guess what? I can't wait to see what else is going to happen for you. Now, when we were getting ready, the first thing I definitely have to ask, because you mentioned this in my former question, you said now you're into writing. So what is it about writing that you enjoy?
So, of course, I love enjoying putting my actual word on paper because, you know, you actually live through it, because the little girl in the pink dress is based on a true story. The Steam Adventures is sort of based on a true story because it's behind my music video. But the little girl in the pink dress, it was amazing to do it because it was like I'm reacting about what happened. Because, you know, once you actually do it, it's like, wow, I actually did that. This thing actually happened. And even how it happened in real life, I couldn't even believe I was even able to do it. That day, it was like my Auntie Miriam was able to come from all the way from Iowa. And it was like, wow, all these people came here to watch me. They came here to watch me, which was amazing. So I feel like the good thing about writing a book is be able to, you know, reenact what happened, especially if it's based on a true story, just reacting, because it's amazing to see how it feels, because it's like you get that same feeling of how it actually happened.
Well, words are a bridge, and they connect us with each other, and words are extremely powerful. And when you use words to build people together as a community, you're inviting them into your life, into your relationship, into your partnership, whatever that is. You build them in together. So I really like the fact that you said that. And then what words do, they live longer than we do. And someone 10 years down the road can read and be inspired with what you said. So that's really exciting to hear that. You mirror my own thoughts about writing, and I've been writing for a while. So it's so wonderful to see that passion and to see that excitement in your voice as well as you talk about this. And I like the fact that you are actually chronicling what happened for you so that others can know you can be impactful in your life. And again, it doesn't matter how old you are. And for those of you who are listening, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead, pick up your copy today. So my next question is this, and you say what you enjoy about writing, but you use this incident in your life, and that is what led you to writing. So go ahead and tell us what journey looked like for you. I know you're going to tell us about the story itself, but I really want to know the journey of that writing process.
Okay, so the journey process of that, of course, like I said, it's same feeling of reenacting, but of course the writing process is where it actually begins. You know, of course, you put your story down on paper, but then you have to think about it. Well, for one, you got to think about who is my audience. You can't just, you know, okay, I'm just going to tell my story. You have to make sure you know your audience. Because if you just put a book out there and you have all these people waiting for it, but then it's all over the place, they're like, well, who are you actually talking to? Are you talking to the adults, the kids? So I felt like I was talking to both because you can actually tell the story. Because, you know, you have a lot of people that are like, well, okay, but with this, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress, the journey was easy a little bit, because, you know, of course, it was a real story, but once it came down to putting all the format in it and editing, it was like, huh? Because how I was saying it, it was like, you know, I was like, yes, Miss Martin, you know, she... No, that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to make sure it's in the right format because, you know, if you just put it out there, like I said, well, huh? So I feel like the journey of the process was in between because, you know, you have writing and then you have formatting and then you have editing. So once you put them all together and you actually see the book, you're like, wow. But then once you're actually putting it together, you have so many mistakes. You know, you think, well, oh, this isn't right. No, that doesn't sound right. It's just all over the place. But once it actually comes together, it's just amazing, and it feels like a wonderful piece.
I definitely can resonate with that too, Freedom. It's the entire process, and then you realize that what
yes.
you've created is packaged in a way that you can share it with others. So I definitely feel I understand your thought process there. We do have people online holding to speak with you. So if you want to speak with Freedom, all you have to do is press 1 and we'll get you on air to speak with Freedom. Or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your question and comment. What we're going to do is take a quick short break. When we come back, we'll be talking more to my guest, Freedom Speaks, and she's going to tell us the story behind the little girl in the pink dress. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi. Is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use as discussion questions. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the special edition of The Right Stuff. I'm having such a wonderful time talking to my guest co-host today, Freedom Speaks. She is the author of the book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. And let me tell you, Freedom is on the road to massive success. And I'm so glad to be a part of the journey. If you want to know why, you pick up your copy of The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Make sure you go ahead. Love on my sister today and help her out. And Freedom, once again, thank you so much for being with me on the show today as we showcase your book and also showcase why this is so important. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, it's really great to see that in the midst of so much turmoil going on today, that your book can shine as a beacon of hope, a beacon of encouragement. I just put on my Facebook that I said my 12-year-old guest has done a music video. She's written a story, and she is not done. How inspiring that is to see that in someone so young. So, Freedom, thank you for being an inspiration to me and for many others who are listening in. Now, I want to bring on your co-author. Her name is Shazelle, a.k.a. Mom. And so, Shazelle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. Just really enjoy talking to Freedom. And there are a number of people who want to speak to her and ask questions, so I'm going to let them have an opportunity to talk to you. The first one is Shamika from Mobile. Shamika, go ahead. You're on live.
Hi, Freedom. I would just like to know, how does it feel to be 12 years old and be so successful? And what kind of advice can you give to other little young girls who look like you, who are looking up to you to follow their dreams and be successful also?
Hi, Auntie Shamika. Well, before I get into this, I know you're sick right now, but I hope you feel better. So as being 12 years old, you know, being successful, it's kind of feeling like I'm very, you know, when opportunities come to me, you know, you can ask my mom this. I'm not a big person that just jumps up there. I'm, like, very humble about it. I'll sit there. But it kind of feels like being a normal child. It's just opportunities that come to you because of who you are. So for young girls, for me to give advice to them, I would say don't let no one stop you. Because, of course, what is going on today, you have, you know, everything that's going on today. You have John Ossoff, who just got into office as Senate, yeah. And then he's the youngest, and then you have Raphael. So being in this environment and as a young girl, because of who you are, no matter what your skin color is, you know, you have a lot of people that get so much hate because, you know, they're black, they're white, they Asian. No, because of your skin color, that is what makes you you. You have so many successful people. You have 14-year-olds, you have 9-year-olds, you have 6-year-olds who are Asian, black, white, Mexican, who are doing what they want to do because they want to do it, not because someone is letting them do it, not because someone is pushing them. You have to let yourself know, if this is what God has in store for you, you need to do it. Even if it's not what you know, this is not your dream, you need to understand that if you know you want to try this, and if you know that you want to do this, and if you know that you want to be this type of person when you grow up, let it be. You know, I'm a young 12-year-old person, and I'm just like a normal 12-year-old young girl. Even just because I'm successful doesn't mean I don't have to act like I'm successful. Act like a normal 12-year-old girl. I just have books. I have music videos. I have everything that, you know, you could probably think of. But just because you're successful, don't let it get to you. Don't have a big head, because once it comes, oh, it's going to keep coming, it's going to keep coming, it's going to keep coming. But you have to tell yourself, okay, this is what God has in store for me. You have to let it be. So just let it be you. Just let it go. Don't push it. Just be you. Don't let no one else stop you.
Shamika, did that answer your question? Okay, thank you so much, Shamika. We do have some other callers waiting to speak to Freedom. Thank you so much for joining in the conversation. We have Connie from Atlanta. Connie, you're on live.
Hi, this is Connie Smith-Lindsay from Atlanta, Georgia. Freedom, I had the opportunity of being at Ebenezer Baptist Church a year ago when you delivered that powerful message, which is now a book. Tell us a little bit about Mrs. Coretta Scott King, because as you stood there in Ebenezer Church, you talked about the power of that woman, Mrs. Coretta Scott King, and the power of voting.
Yes. Okay, so hi, Auntie Connie. So Miss Coretta Scott King, of course, I was able and fortunate enough to speak at Ebenezer Baptist Church behalf of Mrs. Coretta Scott King legacy from my school. So Mrs. Coretta Scott King, of course, she was an author, she was an activist, she was a civil rights leader, and she was also the wife of Martin Luther King Jr. But beyond that, she was a powerful woman. Even though her husband died, she was able to stand for her and her husband's legacy. Not just because, you know, she's Coretta Scott King, Martin Luther King's wife, because King. She was not always Martin Luther King's wife. She was always Coretta Scott. And being Coretta Scott King and being a civil rights leader and being an author and being everything that she was, being the mother of the civil rights movement was powerful, even to beyond. So Mrs. Coretta Scott King was, of course, the most powerful woman I could think of in my generation right now. And rest in peace. Of course, she was, you know, a young black woman, but she didn't let anything stop her just because she was a black woman. And, of course, with everything was going on with racism, she was calm about it because she knew that God would make a plan. Because, you know, like my mom told me, sometimes you have to lose to win. You can't always win. Sometimes you have to lose. So she knew, and her husband knew, even when those fights, even when they lost, they knew they would get back up again and win. So that was about Miss Coretta Scott King.
So, Freedom, can you touch briefly, though, because you as a 12-year-old, in about 6 years, I think 12, when you get 18, whatever that is,
yes,
you will vote for the first time. What does Mrs. King represent in terms of the power of voting? And that will be the final question for you. And wonderful response, by the way. Congratulations. But talk to me a little
Thank
bit and talk
you.
To your audience a little bit about voting.
Okay, so of course with voting, with everything going around, of course we have a new president, and now we have a new vice president, and now we have two Democrats in the U.S. Senate seats, and we have Raphael Warnock and we have John Ossoff. So with voting, of course, like I actually noticed in 2020 when my mom was voting, I said, even when the next voting comes around, I still can't vote. So I have to wait the next round. But when it comes to that time, you have to vote because of your generation. You can't vote just because, you know, just because of you and just because who you support. You have to vote for those that you are building up. You can't worry about yourself. Like I said, you have to build up this generation. You have to let this generation know that we are in it together. Martin Luther King wanted us all to be equal. So we can't just always think about ourselves. We have to think about everyone around us. Of course, what's going on right now, we have people at the White House destroying the White House for no reason what voting. Like I said, you have to make sure you care about others. Now, right here, standing here today as a 12-year-old and seeing what's going on, I'm actually ashamed. I can't country because of what is being done. I want to be proud that I live in the United States of America, but right now I'm not because of what is going on and what people feel. Yes, you have what is going on. Yes, you have the Republicans. Yes, you have the Democrats. And yes, you have Republicans who are pretty mad that Democrats are taking over. But like I said, you have to lose to win. You can't always win. You sometimes have to lose. So someone out there, someone's mother is out there. So think about your mother out there destroying the White House because, you know, the people they voted for didn't win. Now, that's just unacceptable. Like I said, you want to be proud that you live in the United States. You want to be proud that you have a wonderful president. Now, of course, we all know that Donald Trump is not the best, but at least but at least, you know, it's time. Like I said, you have to lose to win. So seeing all this going on and voting, you have to worry about others, not just yourselves. So that's what I think about it.
Connie, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining in the conversation. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Freedom, for speaking with our callers. We do have another caller. We have Dewan from Cleveland. Dewan, go ahead. You're live now.
Hey! Hey, Freedom. First of all, I'm proud of you, super proud of you. I'm honored to be talking to a 12-year-old celebrity. But I want to know, in 10 years, where do you see yourself?
So, hi, Mr. Dewan. Thank you for your support.
Hey.
where I see myself in 10 years. So, as everyone knows, when I came out the womb, I've always wanted to be an entertainer. I've always wanted to be an actress, of course. So, I would love to see myself being on stage with one of the greatest artists or even being one of the best-selling authors or even just being someone little girls can look up to, because it's good to look up to someone. And you feel empowered when you see a black young girl that's doing what she wants. You know, black girls rock. So that's where I see myself in 2 years. Like I said, one of the best-selling authors, if I would like to go in that direction. And, of course, you know, do what I want to do, not just what someone tells me to do. Do what I want to do.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Just so happy to talk with you live on the air around where people in different areas around the United States. And my heart breaks. I want you to know my heart breaks for you for what you said earlier about the United States and what you're seeing with the Capitol, what's happening at the Capitol right now. It's sad that you're witnessing history that will be in your books before you get out of high school, possibly. Not sure when, but you're a witness history, and it's a sad day in America. But continue your journey, and you got a lot of work ahead of you, and I'm proud of you and your mother from y'all two tag teaming to making your future the brightest possible.
Thank you.
Dewan, thank you so much for joining in the conversation. Then we do have another caller. We have Noelle from Mobile. Noelle, you're on live.
Hey, Freedom, how are you?
I'm good. Hi.
Hey. I wanted to know what inspired you the most to actually write a book at a young age.
So, of course, my mother being an author, but another thing is Miss Coretta Scott King from The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. It's all behind Mrs. Coretta Scott King. If I didn't go to the Coretta Scott King Young Women's Leadership Academy, I don't know if I would even think about writing a book. I'm pretty sure I would just be sitting in my room eating chips, you know, playing the game. But if it wasn't for Miss Coretta Scott King, I don't think I would have thought or even put myself in that position to write a book. So that's who inspired me.
That's good, Freema. Just want to let you know that I love you.
Love you too.
Noelle, thank you so much for joining in the conversation. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. Then I want to bring Mom in onto the conversation as we continue to talk about the little girl in the pink dress. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today. If you want to call in and still ask your questions, you know you can. All you got to do is call in at 646-668-8485. Then press 1 to be live on air or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff. With your questions or comments, we're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back.
Are you an indie author looking to create audiobooks listeners will love? At The Audio Flow, we handle the entire process, from casting the perfect voice to distribution. Contact us today at 317-927-8770. The Audio Flow, a new way to do audio.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
As an author, you understand the devastation of someone plagiarizing your work, but what if someone stole your identity? Protect yourself and your family with Identity Theft Protection. Services include credit monitoring, credit reports and scores from all three credit bureaus, social security number, emails, credit cards, bank account monitoring, and social media monitoring from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For more information, call 248-525-7680.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to a special edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the Queen, Parker J. We are having a phenomenal time talking to my guest co-host and contributor today, Freedom Speaks. She is the author of the book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. And if you haven't been listening to Freedom, let me tell you, she has been just an invigorating, energizing element today. I can't tell you how inspired I am as I listen to her give her opinion about politics, empowerment, and encouragement. I am praying that the Lord will provide a hedge of protection around her so she can fulfill the purpose that He has for her, whatever that is. She was saying that she likes to be in front of the camera. She wants to be a best-selling author, and she wants to be the type of person to inspire others. And I cannot tell you if I ever thought that when I was a kid. I probably didn't, but it's so wonderful to hear it from her mouth. And I want to thank Mom, Chazelle Archer, for being her co-author as she takes what happened to her and puts it in book form. We spoke earlier in the broadcast about how words are bridges and they connect people together. And so what I want to do is encourage you to pick up your copy of The Little Girl in the Pink Dress today, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. If you want to have an opportunity to speak to Freedom, all you have to do is call in 646-668-8485. If you're holding online, press 1, and I'll be sure to get to you. So Chazelle and Freedom, it's been just a wonderful conversation we've been having. So many of your supporters are calling in and letting us know how much they admire you for what you are doing. And I want to give Mom an opportunity to speak about The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. What was it when Freedom came to you or you came to her and said, hey, you need to immortalize this historical event that happened for you in book form. And for those of you who don't know, as soon as Chazelle answers that question, we're going to have Freedom tell us what happened in this book so they can know what they're talking about. So, Mom, go ahead, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Again, want to tell you thank you for having us today. I'm so excited. Maybe it'd be a little bit too excited. But when Freedom came to me and asked me to put her voice in print, I was a little, I guess, thrown back because I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yes. She says, I want to tell my story because so many times, you know, people, you hear that people do something, a great thing. They do something magnificent. And then, you know, it's always said that, oh, well, guess you're going to hear a book from it next or something like that. So I never in my life would have thought that she would come to me on that level. But when I saw how passionate she was about it, I had no choice but to get on board with it. And by me already have written a couple of books prior, I just said, well, she and I can team up and we can do this. And in the process, she can learn as we go. So I was so elated that my daughter wanted to do this, and to do it with me made it even better.
I can definitely tell just how emotional you are as you think about where you were possibly a year ago to where you are now. And you kind of go, how did this happen? Because you don't always plan for it. It's just things that happen that the Lord just brings into your life to give you that impetus to do his will, however that looks. So sometimes we don't know what it looks like until it's actually here. And definitely tell you that parents do make the difference when they are helping their children to become authors. I've had the opportunity to interview young authors with the Michigan Reading Association here, and it's so inspiring when young authors tell how their mom or their dad or their grandmother or whoever it is in their life that has helped them to do something, which is to complete a story. And I'm going to tell our mm-hmm. listeners out there, you know, 80% of people who start a book do not finish. 10% do, mm-hmm. and I guess the other 10, like I said before, they must get abducted by aliens or something because they don't finish the book at all. But what really right. are the barriers to completing a book is you. You can say, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I'm really busy. But at the end of the day, it's you. You are the one who prevents yourself from completing that book. So Freedom, I want you to tell our listeners who may not know who you are, what your book is about, and then we do have a couple of more callers who want to speak with you. So go ahead, Freedom. Tell us what the book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress, is about.
Okay, so The Little Girl in the Pink Dress is behind, of course, Miss Coretta Scott King, but how it all started was I attend Coretta Scott King Young Women's Leadership Academy, and each year they have each young girl, they alternative from middle school and high school. And fortunate that year was middle school, and I was able to, well, first, my teacher recommended me. I didn't even really know what it was at first. My teacher recommended me to go to the high school principal to, I guess, read a speech or something. I was kind of confused at the time because I was like, am I in trouble? Because the high school principal in Coretta Scott King Young Women's Leadership Academy does not play. So I was like, okay. So I went up there and I read the speech, and the principal of the actual school, Miss Washington, was there. And they were like, can you please read a part of the speech from last year for the Corimitan survey? Okay, don't really know what's going on. So a few days passed, and my mom got a call that I was picked for the speech. So, still going on, I really did not know what was going on. So, my mom texted me during school telling me I got the part. And myself still confused, huh? Because, you know, I just read a speech. I really didn't know what was going on. So, after I really went home, figured out what was going on, we started the process of writing. And I remember my mom wrote a full speech, and we gave it to Ms. Martin, and then all of a sudden, it didn't work out. So we went through everything, we researched, And then when the final day came, it was amazing because I met such amazing people. I met Miss Connie. I met Miss Ilyasa Shabazz. And I was also fortunate to be on stage with the pastor, Raphael Warnock, and also Kelly Lawler that day. So it was exciting actually saying the speech that day, even though I was sick at the same time. So this book is telling you all the backstory of how I said this. Actually fortunate because, you know, you have a lot of people that are kind of confused. Well, how did Freedom Von Archie, who got in trouble a few days earlier, be able to say the speech? So, yes, so.
Actually, you know, Mom.
So that's the whole behind story of the whole book.
You know, Mom, what's fascinating, she said, how could Freedom, who got in trouble a few days ago, say the speech? And, of course, I have to go to the Bible. I said, because the Lord calls who he wants to call to do his bidding.
Yes.
And I was just laughing. I said, people need to read the Bible more instead of to find out that the Lord doesn't use the perfect people or the people who got it all together. He uses the troublemakers. He uses the scared. He uses those who needs not. They get in front of people. He uses those who don't have good speech, those who lie. He uses a lot of people in his
words. You're right. And I wanted to say, too, because I'm looking at the time, but I still wanted to get in, because you mentioned about, you know, with the process and when people start a book and they don't finish. And this process, especially for me, was different because these books were written in the midst of a pandemic. And everything was uncertain, but I knew when we were writing the books, I knew that God had a plan. And when I look back on it now, I remember I needed it come about this same time for election, because when she stood up and she did the speech, I wanted it all to culminate at the same time. And so when I look back on it and I think about it, I'm like, this was all a God thing. Because, yes, there were times where production was crazy. I mean, we're still dealing with production now from the holidays on top of COVID. And just the whole thing with the illustrator, you know, he wound up getting sick during the process. He lost family members. So it looked very grim there for a moment. But I kept praying, and I said, God, I said, if this is your will, you will have these books come through. And so when I sit back and I look at that, I'm very, very grateful for that.
We also have a caller. We have Nathaniel calling in from Atlanta. Nathaniel, you're on live.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Queen? And I'd like to come in on your platform. Hey, how you doing, Freedom?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, my question to you is, your generation is facing, let's say, a pandemic, not being in school, and then just unrest behind the election. Do you feel like it's going to prepare your future in a strong way, or is it going to have a negative impact on you?
Well, actually, I think it's going to impact a strong way because seeing what's happening, you'll be prepared more for life because now you see what our actual people do, so you can be actually prepared and not just in the blue. When this stuff actually comes down and it actually comes again, you're just not like, well, what do I do? You're actually prepared for this, you know, election, for voting. And seeing voting for, I think, 2 times, I don't know. But this time I was actually older to understand it, seeing voting this year, of course, with the presidential election. It was very impacting. Of course, everyone wants me to be the president. I've actually thought about it. And it takes a lot to be the president.
Are you planning to run for office? Are you planning to run for office?
Yes, I've been thinking about it. So, but I've actually
you have my vote.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you, and you're doing a great job.
Nathaniel, thank you so much for joining in the conversation. And to those of you online, we still got a few minutes to speak with Freedom. And I got to say, Freedom, I never in a million years thought I would ever think about hearing a young girl saying she wants to run for president. And it just lets you know how interesting it is to have certain things happen that changes the narrative for so many different people. I personally don't want the job, so I'll go ahead and let, if the Lord calls you to do that, I'll go ahead and let you take care of it. But I do have a couple more questions to ask before we go. So, you know, how have the readers responded to the little girl in the pink dress? I know this just really came out toward the end of last year, around November, so you may still have some people still, you know, gathering and getting things together with the pandemic and all, but what has those readers' responses been like?
Well, of course, it's actually been kind of funny when everyone says it. They're like, I want you to run for president. I want you to run for president. And I'm like, I mean, I think I thought about it, but that's not my true dream. Like, I would love to be the president, but that's just a hard job. So other responses, they were excited that I was 12 years old and I came out with two books, and their response, of course, was, you can do it. Of course, you know, being in my community, of course, as a young Black girl, sometimes you don't have that much opportunity, so seeing me doing what I wanted to do, they felt empowered, inspired. So I've even had some people say that they want to follow in my footsteps. So that's been their response.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm so excited because your energy is something you can definitely feel even through the digital lines, and I want to let you know that I've been totally inspired by you today. You just kind of invigorated me. Not that I didn't need the invigoration, but I can always use a boost, as they say, so I'm really glad just to hear your story. And the other question I have is, what are your next projects as it relates to writing, or if you have some other things that you're working on right now?
Yes, well, actually, we have another interview January 11th, and then we have our next upcoming book signing January 16th. And we're hoping that we can do both virtual and in person. It'll be at our location in Atlantic Station. And it's actually on our website where you can go check more information about that. And we're also hoping to make STEAM Adventures a sequel. So I really want to make it into a sequel, not just having this book, but I also want to make it more. So there's a lot of things to come. But also, I'm planning on making more music and also working more on my acting. Of course, I have my acting coach, Miss Jana. I actually start back with her in March. So this year, I'm excited for it. I'm glad that 2020 is over. You know, you never know if 2021 will be better, you know. But for me, in store, what I have, I know that it will be amazing. So, yeah.
If people want to get in contact with you, go ahead and give us your social media outlets.
Okay, so my website is freedomspeaks.com with a Z. So that's freedomspeaks.com. And then my Instagram and Facebook is the exact same thing, Freedom Speaks. And you can also go check on Amazon at Freedom Speaks for both of the books, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress and Same Adventures. And we also have an apparel shop at freedomspeaks.com where you can get all the shirts, hoodies. We have hoodies, shirts, and the books are also on there. So we have a lot of things coming in store. So, yes.
Well, I want to definitely end this on a note from Freedom. Before I do that, Mom, I always use this show as a platform to inspire other authors whom God has given the gift to write to pick up the pen and do so. But in this case, I want it to come from the mom's point of view. As you provide an environment for your daughter to succeed, how important that is. And so I want you to speak to those who may be in your position. They know their children is talented, their child rather is talented. They know they have really unique skills that can carry them further. So I want you to speak to that parent or that parent figure and inspire them to encourage your child to hone that skill. And then Freedom, after your mom finishes, I want to have you send an encouraging word to our authors out there. So Mom, go ahead first.
Okay. I say this time and time again. The best way to encourage your child is to let your child be themselves. Because we have so many parents that want their children to do what they want them to do. When your child really flows and moves in their element, that's when that child will thrive. Because we as parents, we tend to push a lot of times, you know, what we would have them to do. But I tell parents that I have come in contact with, know your child's gift. You know your child. And because it's something that you think that your child is better at may not necessarily be what that child is thinking and what that child really wants to do. So once you actually allow your child to grow and flourish as themselves, that's when you'll be amazed what they will and can do. So as far as them writing, if there are any children or any parents that have children that have been wanting to write, let them come up with the idea, because you'll be amazed how many children have these awesome ideas. So let them put it down for themselves first, and as a parent, just guide them and instruct them along the way. And you'll be, you know, you'll come out realizing that, wow, they taught you something because you learned something along the way. So that's what I would say. The best thing to do as far as a parent is to allow your child to be a child.
Chazelle, thank you so much for that word of encouragement to our parents out there who see your own children in Freedom. Now, Freedom, as I said before, I always want to use the show to encourage aspiring authors. So what are some encouraging words you can give to them today?
Okay, so my encouraging words is, don't let no one stop you. If you know you want to be the president, if you know you want to do acting, if you know you want to be an author, do it. Don't be ashamed because, you know, you have friends on the side that are probably doing something totally different. They're probably, you know, just probably sitting around waiting, doing school. Yeah, they do the regular thing a child does. But if you do what you want to do and you know that this is your time, this is your big break, this is your moment to shine, let it be. Push all the things away. Push all the anger, all the shame, all the hatred away, because you are going to have a lot of hatred. You are going to lose a lot of friends along the way, and you are going to gain some. So, like I said, don't be ashamed of what your craft is. If you know that you want to do this and you want to be the star of it, the star in the sky, and you know you want to be that star.
Freedom, thank you so much for those encouraging words. Thank you, Chazelle, for bringing your daughter on the show with us today, just inspiring others in her path. Can't wait to have you back and have you back real soon.
Thank you. We so enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And we were talking today to author Freedom Speaks. She is the author of the book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed speaking to Freedom today. It was so nice to see that despite what the media or what the news would tell us, that there are young people out there waiting to blaze the trail. And some of them aren't even waiting. Some of them are blazing the trail with the God-given purpose that He has inspired in them. One thing Freedom says, she said, if you are meant to do this, go ahead and do it. Don't let anything stop you. And I'm just so thrilled and thankful that the Lord gave me the opportunity to interview her today. Again, make sure you love on Freedom and pick up her book, The Little Girl in the Pink Dress, today. And then just stick around. Follow her online at freedomspeaks.com. And that's Speaks, S-P-E-A-K-Z, Speaks. Go ahead and follow her online. You may never know. She may be running for president someday. So keep an eye out for her. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the Queen Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.